Welcome to Sword and Board, a Dungeons & Dragons Onslaught podcast.
Hello and welcome to Sword and Board, a Dungeons & Dragons Onslaught podcast. My name is Jay Shalansky, and my co-host with the most is Evan Bulris.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah. You may know us from such hits as The Fifth Trooper or Notorious Scoundrels in the Legion sphere, but here we are talking about Onslaught.
Yeah, it's full disclosure, we'll start right off with that Jay and I were playtesters for the original game, and our name's in the box, and we are we're in a little bit, so but we say that because I like it's like when a YouTuber does a hey, Manscaped, totally not, you know, backed by Manscaped. Like, no, it's full disclosure that we like the game this much that we did the testing, we play it currently, and we want to talk about it.
Yeah, and just, again, I also have some future stuff that I'm going to be developing for the game as well. So you know, we want that to be out in the open up front so that you guys know where we're coming from. We're going to try to be as objective as we can.
I've got thoughts.
Yeah. but, you know, there are going to be things that are going to be difficult for us to talk about or I know for myself, it's going to be hard for me to be objective. I'm friends with the whole team. So, like, I'm going to do my best to be as objective as possible here. And we hope that, you know, you guys are just along for the ride and join us. This is our first episode, and moving forward, our hope is to have kind of a rotating third seat. We've got a couple guys in the from the Fifth Trooper team that are really excited about the game, and you know, we're hoping to have interviews with the developers and other people associated with the game. So that's kind of what you can expect moving forward. What are some other things, Evan? You think we'll probably go over like unit analysis?
There'll be I'm sure we'll do, I know grammar police in the Discord, or Nick my co-host on the Fifth Trooper, he's a numbers guy. I am not. I'm a feel guy, so he'd be a good guy to have on to do like odds of this happening, odds of this attack hitting, you should expect like when you roll this to get, like Kyle is with Legion dice, like grammar is with this. But honestly, the biggest thing for the game is it's just a very solid little skirmish game.
Yep.
And it's an amazing second game. So you play Legion, you play 40K, you play Conquest, whatever. This is a great game just to have like in a shoebox, because a lot of the times they'll have the game already set up for you.
Yeah.
When you go to the table, and they even have the armies out, which eventually I think will change the.
When it's more than just a couple, couple minis, I'm sure it's gonna. Yeah.
They ask that you bring like eventually you'll bring your own army, but they're pre-painted, pre-built, ready to go. And if you're new to Onslaught, if you're just finally listening to us and you haven't heard it yet, if you played the old WizKids owned Mage Knight dungeon, it's a lot like that, where two teams go in. There's NPC monsters kind of running around. So you fight those, you're fighting each other, you're trying to get the most treasure, complete objective, and get out.
Yeah.
It's like almost exactly that, except Dungeons & Dragons with more objective play. But very solid. And the biggest sell to me is it's quick, it's pre-built, pre-painted. So you could walk into a store, you look down, and you see someone playing. You're like, oh, what's that? Oh, it's Onslaught. Oh, I might like that. And then you pick up an army off the shelf, and you take it out of the box, you can play immediately. No, like you can hobby. Like I actually hobbied mine, that we'll get into that later, but you don't have to, right? Like it's just an out of the box experience.
Yeah. It's really, you know, I think the best of both worlds, because you have that out of the box experience like Evan was talking about, but like at Adepticon, they were selling like a foundation kit, which was basically just the cardboard and paper. And then you could put in your own minis, because they have an official proxy list for every mini, which is amazing.
Yeah, actually, to that point, when I went to Adepticon, I did all the frameworks, just throw out all my boxes, right, to show them. I did all of my, one of the armies is a Zentarum. They're more or less the bad guy spies, and then there's the Harpers who are the good guy spies, but the bad guy spies, all their frameworks, single model minis, they had one that they had a monk, they had a thief, they had like a warrior that looked like a paladin. So I did my whole Zhentarim army in the proxy, the official proxy list, and just painted them up, and they looked really great.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you don't have to, and the point of the game is you don't have to, but I wanted that little extra flair to show that these were mine.
Yeah. Well, it scratches that itch that, you know, if you come, for those of you that are new to us and maybe just caught this in one of the Onslaught channels and you don't know what else we do, we do a lot of Star Wars Legion stuff on the Fifth Trooper. I've been playing, you know, miniature war games for a long time, starting with Warhammer Fantasy back, you know, before it was Age of Sigmar. I think I started like at 5th or 6th edition, or maybe 4th. I don't remember. It's been a long time. I started in like high school, so like it, and I'm an old man now, so it's been a long time.
Jay.
Yeah. But you know, so we come from a very hobby intensive background where, you know, we play all these miniature games where we have to build and and we've grown to love that, right? Like the hobby building boards. Evan and I were talking about this the other day. Building boards is probably my favorite thing that I do in the hobby sphere. And so yeah, it's just nice. I think some people are going to be like from the X-Wing kind of like mindset where it's like, I got my ship, it's all set, I just go, I play, and that's Onslaught does that. But then it also does this great thing where it's like, hey, I want a proxy. And they're like, dude, please, please proxy. We have an official list. Here it is. Here's all of our minis that you can proxy for this one. And it's like, oh, dude, that's amazing. You know, and so that's really cool. But so I think it fits both of those. And, you know, I think my thing that I'm the most excited for Onslaught, really, and this is from the beginning, before we saw what happened at Adepticon with like the To the Death, which they just released for completely free on the website, which is, that's that stuff where you go to an event, you sign up, you pay whatever dollar amount. I think it was $6 or $7.
Yeah, it was like $7
at Adepticon. You walk away with minis and cards.
That's sick.
You play an insane adventure, and then it's like it doesn't eat up your whole weekend. Like you're like, oh yeah, I signed up for the 1 to 2:30 or the 1 to whatever. I think it was maybe 2 hours, but like the 1 to 3. On Saturday, and that's it. That's, and you get minis, you get cards, you get a cool experience, and it's a ton of fun. And even the tournaments were short, like they're not long. They had 3-round tournaments that were pretty reasonable.
I think the one I did went from, we had 8 people in ours, it went from 12 to like 6 or something. That's with like a lunch break, and each round's like an hour and a half tops. I think
you can go in the morning, see whatever you want, play in the tournament, and then go to dinner with all your friends. Like Legion, Warhammer, like 40K, like none of that is possible generally. You're just, that's it. That's what you're doing sometimes for 2-3 days, right? And absolutely. So for me, like, you know, that's been the most difficult thing about Legion is the commitment, especially at these fun events like Adepticon and Gen Con. So, this whole time I've been really excited about these scenarios and like, okay, the base game is fine and it's good, but like, what's the next level to this? Like at events, and they're showing us that, and it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, no, the what Jay was talking about with it's the OMG events, and what they were, where there's a Death Knight scenario, and you got 2 unreleased Death Knight models that you put on the table, and then you brought your army, and then you fought against one Death Knight where the other team did, and there's some like. It was a cool scenario. I don't go over the whole thing, but it's up on their website now.
Yeah,
it's in there. It's been aptly dubbed DLC, DLC events, which is neat. They're actually going to be more DLC, just random adventures you can do with your friends. But then they have those, and then they also do OP kits, which are a mimic. You get a cool mimic model, like top 6 players.
Yeah. That was the store kit. Yeah.
Yeah, store kit. So it's like top 6 get a model and a card, or top 5 get a model and a card. Odds are if you go to an event, you're probably one of the 5 players because the game's small right now. So you can go get a mimic and a model. And that's cool. Like, they're doing all the things right. It's like the cool stuff out of old FFG, and AMG's getting there. We're like, you're doing cool, like promo cards are coming to play at events, but you're getting a model too. That's pretty big. Like, you know, to walk away for a with a mimic model, a foil card for like $6 entry fee or whatever, $5.
And that was just the launch kit. Like, yeah, they've got, we did the I hosted a live Q&A with the dev team at Adepticon, and they actually were showing another kit that they've, another store kit that they've got coming with more minis and cards. Like, this is something they have planned that they're just going to keep going. And then they also got, like, they announced the scenario kits where they've got the Benefactor coming.
Yes.
That one was actually developed by Luke Eddy from, he just did that Kickstarter for Stone Saga. He used to do development on Star Wars Legion as well. And so he's got a scenario kit coming out. So I think, you know, they're really, the content will never not
be always there. Be something to do. Right? Yeah. That's so let's talk about the Benefactor, because that's the,
all right.
So the release schedule is, there was nothing for March because they had Adepticon going on and that was pretty big.
Yep.
This month is the Cell Swords, which is a mercenary.
And, oh, by the way, if you had won any of those tournaments, you got one of those for free.
Yeah, they just handed them out. I, fortunately, I did not, but I like, rad, yeah. Right? Like, yeah, here's a Cell Sword. So that's out this month officially to buy. Mm-hmm. And then I think the next month is the 2 4-character expansion packs for the Centaurum and the Harpers.
Yep.
And then the month after that's a Benefactor.
Yep.
I think. I could be getting the Benefactor and then the Heroes.
Yeah, it's around that, but like, so the Benefactor I'm looking at there, so they sent out like the emails, the like marketing promo emails. Yeah. So 6 new scenarios cards, and it, you can get your existing miniatures whether you've been playing, so if you're like me, someone who played D&D for a long time, I legit have hundreds of D&D figures, like a lot.
And if you don't have them, that's me. If you buy their Icons of the Realm Cave Defender pack, it comes with a ogre, 2 bugbears, and like 3 kobolds.
Yeah.
And you buy a Boulette, which is one of their pre-built models, and a Beholder, the same thing, pre-primed, pre-built. Mm-hmm. I think in total you're looking at like $50 for all the miniatures.
Yeah.
And that, and the Icons of the Realm, the ogre, 2 bugbears, and 3 kobolds are all pre-built and pre-painted.
You're right.
So those are already done. So you just got to paint, and you just got to paint the Boulet, or if you even want to, you don't have to, but you got it. And then you just get the Beholder, and then that's the whole set, right? Like, that's pretty cool.
Because
it's only like $20 for the Benefactor, $20 or $30, I think. Yeah. It's pretty like low cost, so it's pretty affordable.
And it's like one of those things where, yes, could you go get all your minis from WizKids? Absolutely. But not to be a complete stan here, there's other minis out there that you could, sure, you could also get. You know, Reaper has a ton of great minis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually.
The Reaper Bones, they've done that.
They're also like $3 a piece or something. Yeah. Like, Reaper miniatures are like dirt cheap.
If you have, like, if you've invested in like Massive Darkness, or Zombicide, Black Plague, or the new one, the Winter, whatever one that's coming out, like, those all have D&D comparable minis. Like, so if you have a mini, you know, surplus, let's call it, yeah, you're good to go on this, which is nice. I'm just, it's just so cool. It's interesting to see a game, and listen, it's new, and once it grows, it may slow a little bit, but like, to see a game with so much content just coming. Because it's like, you know, Evan and I have been playing games where it's like you get starved for like months and you're like,
yeah.
And they don't even talk about it. And then they're like, here's your new units. And you're like, whoa, what? And at least this one, we're getting like, you know, market. Like, what was this? February 28th, they sent out this marketing for the Benefactor scenario kit. You know,
yeah, like, it's really rad.
Yeah.
I have to, I still have to pre-order that for my local. It's really cool. It's nice to be, it reminds me of when Legion started, when every month we got something.
Yeah.
You know, like just something, like even if you didn't play Empire and like Veers and Snowtroopers came out, like, oh, cool, just more stuff, right? So this is, you don't have to play multiple factions. You can just pick one. There's 4 out now. Red Wizards, Many Arrows, Harpers, and Zentarum.
Yep.
And they all have at least 6 characters, and they'll get more as the packs come on. I think they said in the press conference you did, everyone's going to have 14. I think that's the ending number.
Yeah, I remember. It's 12 or
14. Yeah, it's like 10 or 14 or something. Yeah. Anyway, it's more than the six. So you'll bring somebody to a show, and then you'll cut down to five for the mission. So you've got some options. And then there's the mercenaries, and then there's a lot. So it's there's more lot to do. I'm hoping for like more boards. That'd be cool. More missions. So we go to a tournament, maybe you bring both boards and you kind of like, oh, like this is a mission we're going to do. We're going to do it on this board instead of the one that the OG board kind of thing, just to mix it up a little bit. But no, there's a lot of cool, like a lot of cool stuff they can do with the game, right? Like it's got a lot of room to grow because Dungeons and Dragons, there's a million books, a million everything. So you've got plenty of stuff. And I guess,
you know, these guys are mostly set in Forgotten Realms for right now. So, you know, like you're not going to be able to get, you know, you're not going to go too deep into some of the other, like,
not yet
anyways, but right now they're in Forgotten Realms, which is cool. Forgotten Realms.
Because you got to hit Dritzt eventually. I'm sure his crew will come out as a pack eventually. Or if you do the frameworks model for the elf ranger or warrior, one of the two, you could make Dritzt. He's got two scimitars. Like it's very obvious who they were alluding to in that. No, that'd be cool. Like it'd be fun to be able to play through some of the books. That'd be cool. You know, there's a lot of room for that, but it's a tight little skirmish game that it moves quick. It can feel a little random sometimes, like when you're rolling dice and you get that one that so the whole thing misses, or like it just feels like the other guy is never missing. like you gotta, like, it just feels like you're getting pounded and you're like, oh, okay,
I guess it's too low. Yeah. And like, I know, so that was kind of, we did, what was it, Gen Con. There was a bunch of us that did the previews. They had preview kits there. And when we played, one of the guys from our team, John, he and I played, I think he rolled like ones, like three in a row. And then I rolled 20, like two 20s in a row. And it was like, it was just like, it felt, but that's part of it.
That's, you know, game. Like, yeah. No, there's
dice beat dice, right?
Yeah. I don't want to come off like we think it's a perfect game. It's just a very fun game. Right, like that's the core of it right now.
Shut up, Evan. It's perfect. Everything about oh god, they'll never
guess.
See, like smoke coming in my camera. No, the prophecy.
So, you know what? On that topic, on not being perfect, I would say there are definitely some factional balance issues right now.
Oh, geez. Yeah. So if I had to, well, the good news is the starter box comes with the best faction right now. Right. So, you know, I mean, you buy that and you're good to go. We'll get into more specifics.
I really think that's like two minis that make that. There's the two. I think it's Sparkle Bang and
Chloe.
Chloe.
The plan is we're going to do each faction. We'll get a breakdown episode of what we have at the time of the show and if they buffer if the game changes. So so we'll do, I think Harper's will be the first one.
Yeah.
Because when you look at it on paper, the Chloe Sparkle Bang shenanigans that happen don't seem that bad. Yeah. But then you get crit every turn. And we'll get into like what that is. There's four factions. There definitely is some top dogs and some ones that they're not bad. They just feel kind of like many arrows. It's just like I move forward and roll attack die, and if no worky, feel bad. Right. Like that's kind of like their faction thing. So I'm waiting to see what they'll have for the expansions.
Yeah. Well, and I think the cell swords start adding a whole different dimension to like how you can, you know, combos and stuff that you can be able to do. So that'll be interesting as well.
Yeah, so for example, the many arrows likes root. They like to root you, and one of their paladin gets a bonus to hit you while you're rooted, and she does like 3 damage, which is very high. There's like 1 damage is low, 2 is medium, 3 is high for a normal attack. So she's hitting on 3. Normally she only has a +3 to hit, but when you're rooted, it's +6. That changes quite a bit. But it's like she doesn't she has to give up her actions to root you sometimes, and that doesn't, you want to hit, you want to axe, right?
Yeah.
But then they show that turtle in the, I think it's a turtle, and all he does is like root people, and I'm like, oh, so I guess, sorry, monk, flick, you're a new monk, friendship with monk over, friendship with turtle monk, you know, now he just seems straight better. So it's going to be interesting once everything kind of like sorts out what the, what each thing kind of tackles on. But if I had to do a rough breakdown, I'd say Harper's are number one. And I actually think it's a mix. Number two is both Red Wizards and Zhentarim.
Yep.
They both like feel like they're pretty equal. Then Many Arrows is at the bottom. They're not even bad, though. It's not like...
Yeah, it's just it's the ability for combos. And like, I also think it... this happens a lot in other games that we play where like personalities like us or game developers, like they don't even see some of the combos. And then some guy like comes out with, or Gale comes out with some crazy combo and we're all going, whoa. Where did that come from? That was here the whole time. And then you go and like scramble to like deconstruct it, you know? But like I would say like Zhentarim were getting a bad name. But then I was like talking to some people, I'm like, well, cause you're playing them, you're trying to play them like the Harpers, and they're not the Harpers. No. They're the run and gun. Like you have to get in there with Zhentarim and just start like messing people up. That's what they do.
I joke that it's, their motto is strike first, strike hard, no mercy, right? More or less Cobra Kai, because they don't, or Harpers work together and they feel like a Dungeons and Dragons like team.
Party, yeah.
Harpers are definitely like we have things to help each other. Like the Paladin levels up into like either all of my allies get +2 defense or all of my enemies get -2. Yeah. And then there's a healer who heals for the most in the game in a shot, but they don't really like care. Like they're not like grouping up and making combos where like Red Wizards, they work together in a different way. Like they summon skeletons and minions, and then they can, two of their characters can manipulate each other's skeletons and like make them more powerful. So there's like they don't feel like a party, they just feel like evil dudes, but they have that cool synergy with the skeleton. I mean, they're the bad guys in the new movie, right?
Yeah,
like Red Wizards are the villains.
Well, and I think the Zhentarim too is kind of like the combos are, they feel you're right. So the Harpers feel like more of a cohesive unit of like, it's almost like as if one person's playing, like created and played them all in D&D, right?
Yeah,
so they're like, and then I'm going to have him do this, cause then that she's going to do that. And this is how this could work, where like the Zhentarim feel more like how like you and your friends would build a party, because you're like, oh, one's like a Vanguard. One's like, you know, one's going to do stealthy rogue stuff. And like, you're like, what? But once you start looking at it and you like, if you get, I think it's Baruchel, right? Has the great sword. So Baruchel, he starts like clobbering something, and then you get LaSalle to like get her bonus damages doing like, you know, it's.
I want to hold you up.
Yeah.
How did you pronounce that name?
Baruchel.
I've been calling him, I think we're both, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I'm calling him like. Baruchel? Something, yeah, like, okay.
I don't know. I'm just making it up, dog. I have
one
no
of my
idea.
Nitpicks of the, well, it's a nitpick and it's also very cool. Yeah. So it's, I can't pronounce half the character names. And so that's, it's cool because they're like something somebody would come up, well, this is Flibarbajarber, the sorcerer dragonborn, right?
Like Rocks Paritrix.
Yeah, Rocks of Procs, Rocks of Tricks, or whatever.
Rocky.
And, yeah, or the Harper Druids, actually, really, I have no idea how to pronounce. But
then you got like like Grabble Shanks and like
Grabbletastic.
Well, it's like because then it's like this weird like flip where you have like Lightning Dancer and Grabble Shanks. You're like, oh, I could pronounce it, Chloe. Yeah, I got that. And then you're like the rogue for the Zhentarim is like LaSalle do Arthamir. And you're like, I don't.
When I play with my friends, we just say rogue, paladin, druid. Yeah, we just say the class because it's a, you know, it's. I mean, if you can, or if you got the pronouncements down and you know what they're saying, please write them out phonetically in the comments so I can read them, because a lot of them just like
Well,
oh, if, yeah, the druid.
If you're new to Evan and Jayland, which I'm sure some of you are, we are terrible with names in general.
Awful. Yeah.
Yep. We've literally had podcasts for our Legion podcast where we've argued over pronunciation of someone's name like for a good 20 minutes. So don't expect that here. We're more professional now.
My grasp over the English language is tenuous at best. I remember when I got dressed down because I said cavalry instead of calvary. Cavalry, calvary. And one of them's horse-mounted combatant. Another one is a place, I guess.
Yep.
And then someone was like, I am very disappointed.
Yeah.
You said this wrong. And I'm like, I don't know, man. Like,
melee versus melee. Like,
I was high on Mountain Dew. You know, I'm just trying to have a good time over here, right?
Mountain Dew and Funyuns.
Oh, dude. Funyuns are a top tier chip, but that's a that's a breakdown for
another
time.
We are in the D&D world now, so Mountain Dew and Funyuns are key to success. Yeah.
Oh, dude. That's, you know what I like about it is, so D&D, all the rules in D&D really are about combat. There's a little stuff like feats and stuff like that, right? But like, if you really got to get done the nitpicky, this moves 5 feet, you could take a reactive combat. Like, all the rules for your character, especially like a fighter, like 90% of that is about combat.
Yep.
So that's where all the rules are. And normally in D&D, that's where the whole session just slows down. Everyone's like role playing, having a good time, doing this, cha cha cha. And you get to combat, and it's just a slog,
right?
But this is, you get less options. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'll just finish my thought here. So you get less options. So like the paladin gets to smite and have a magic weapon. That's it. So no, like what? The worst is when you get to your wizard and he's like, oh, I haven't thought about what spell I'm casting yet. Well, magic missile again? No, that's cliche. And he just goes and you're like, and you're the warrior. And you're like, move, swing, I miss. Okay, my turn's done. So it's nice to have less options, but still have that fun D&D combat.
Yeah, I almost wonder, I've been thinking about this, like, how could this fit into like a normal D&D experience, you know? And I was thinking about, you know, when you're trying to teach someone D&D, a good majority of the people are great at the role playing. They're great at the like trying to figure out puzzles and stuff, right? And where people really fall down is the combat and like trying to remember everything that they have. And so I almost wonder, like, if you're starting a new party, like of brand new people who've never played D&D before, you could almost swap all your combat into this system, right? Yeah. And be like, okay, you're going to be, you know, here's your, don't worry about the name, but here's your, you know, rogue. And whatever name you want your rogue to be, but this, we're going to use this card and this little layout to do the battles, right? And then that's just how you do your D&D battles. Because, like, trying to get people to understand that, like, a round is only a few seconds and they're like,
yeah, like 3 seconds.
But we did like 100 things and you're like, yeah. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. No, that's not a bad idea because I thought about. The boards are all laid out with they're just squares, but they're assumed to be 5 feet squares, foot squares.
Yeah.
That's Dungeons and Dragons, right? I think it's 5 foot. So you could use the boards, like even if you bought Onslaught and you decide, I don't like this game, which is fair. It comes with a painted dragon, troll, Etten, four kobolds and two gnolls. And so you actually have like a party of 12 heroes your players can pick from, 12 character models. You got the boards for the dungeons when they go in, or at least a couple of the big like showcase rooms. And then you've got a bunch of painted models.
Right.
So even if you like, you play the game, you're like, man, not for me. You also get 40-20, like there's like side stuff that you can actually take out of this where you can turn the product into a double use instead of like, I mean, you could do like Legion stuff like the Star Wars pen and paper, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not quite the same.
No, I agree. I think that's a lot of their thought, right? Is it's very much in the D&D world. So a lot of it is very crossover, right? And I mean, just the value on the minis alone in that box is worth picking it up. You know, I think that like that Black Dragon goes for like 40 or 50 bucks on its own, right? So like,
I think Travis, one of the developers, he had said when we were talking to him, it's like $220 in miniatures in the box. So because they're the built and painted, so they built and painted, they usually put them in their Icons of the Realm category. Yeah. and that's neat. Like, there's, it's just cool. Like, it's a neat product. Right. It's like we bought, I bought a skirmish miniature game that one of my friends really into called Dead Zone, and I've built most of the terrain. I've built all the miniatures, so I had to build them. Now I need to paint them.
Yeah,
I don't even know if I like this game yet.
Yep,
I haven't even played it yet. I'm just like, built it all together. I'm sure it's to be very good. They have Space Skaven. I'm sorry, Vermin. They're Vermin, which I'm I've always wanted Space Skaven, so it's kind of like scratches that itch.
Yeah,
I'm sure I'm gonna like it. It's just like, man, it the first time I opened an X-Wing and I'm like, oh, they're pre-built and painted, and like they look pretty good.
Yeah,
and you're playing like, wow, I'm actually like, I actually get to enjoy the end game of a miniature game instead of like I love, we got into Arena Rex, Jay and I,
and
a couple of my friends, they're all resin. I hate working with resin. It's the worst. Get your green stuff out and hope you patch the holes and like all the cuts that didn't go right. Like, the game's great. I hate building these miniatures. So it's really nice just to open a box and dump them out, like, you know, shake them all out on the table. And you're like, oh, cool. Yeah. All right, let's just go. Like, who cares?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's kind of that softer plastic too, which I'm a big fan of. I understand the detail is different. Please don't write us and tell me about this.
Yeah.
I've heard it. Because I've been talking about this for a long time. Yeah. But I understand the details different. But at the same time, when the sword bends, it just bends. And then I go, whoop, and I bend it back. And everything's good, and I move on with my life.
Oh, yeah, when I got to the show. So I kept my six heroes that I made and painted, like, a nice little foam thing because I spent a lot of time with them. But the rest of my guys were just in a ball at the bottom of the thing. Because they're like, not color, they're not painted. Most of them are, like, colored plastic. So even if they get, like, scuffed, it's not like chipping, right? It's just, so I take them out and like just dump on the table. I'm like, all right,
the dream. Yeah, so but yeah, so you can expect from the podcast, we will be, you know, we'll have this, so we have a video and an audio version. So I don't know what one you're watching or listening to now, but there's also the opposite of whatever you've got right now. We will be publishing hopefully weekly. That's going to be kind of our cadence, ideally. And we're going to talk about all kinds of different stuff, like breaking down units. We're going to break down campaigns. We're going to do all kinds of crazy stuff on here. You know, you send us some ideas of things you want to hear about or hear us talk about. We'll talk about those. What else, Evan?
Okay.
Maybe have cool people.
Yeah, that'd be neat. We could even like, I had an idea of like, we play a game in like the background and we talk, like, we're not talking about the game, but just for like,
something like, going on, like a pre-recorded, and then we're
like we play, like we're playing as we're playing a game, and then that's so you can, like, if you're watching the video, you can kind of watch a game being played. You might not hear audio because you're listening to the podcast, but it'd still be neat to like just kind of see it go, because it moves pretty smooth. It is an intimidating game at first. So you get your five heroes out and you got your spinning wheels in front of you. And then as long as you take each turn slowly at first, you'll just start getting used to it. But it's like, all right, we handed out all the cards to see who has initiative. Okay, I go. And then you use some stuff and then you forget the other turn. Oh, I got to spin all my wheels down. Oh, how much experience is that? Like, eventually, at this point, I've played it so much where I just know. Yeah. I'm just like, oh yeah, looted chest has experience. You hit a creature, that's experience. Like, but like the first time you play, because it's not like, honestly, that'd be an interesting thing for us to make, like a cheat sheet, of like a lot of the rules condensed onto like this, like quick leveling tips. You get experience for this, you get this is what, like, or all the treasure listed out quick, because you get to look at three tokens, and that's where the game could slow down. When you're like, when you loot, you look at three. And then if the person doesn't know, like, I just see the symbol, I'm like, okay, I want that one.
Yep.
But then you got to read each card, and they're supposed to be secret, but like, you see him pulling out the, no one's got that kind of memory. It's just like, there's a few things that would be nice. So if they could just look at a sheet and just be like, okay.
Yeah. And I think, you know, there's opportunity for us we have a pretty good blog for Legion, and I'd like to start doing blog posts for Onslaught. So, I think that would be super interesting. There's also chances I'm actually working on some like acrylic tokens as well for yeah. it. So you know, I think we're planning on expanding what we're doing and talking about it more. And I think there's a lot of opportunity here. And so we hope that you guys join us every week and hang out with us on Sword and Board, which is a great name that Evan came up with. So, you know, yeah. But I think that's good for our first ever episode, Evan. What do you think?
Yeah. This one's going to be way shorter. They'll probably go about an hour normally.
Yeah.
Or at least. And then this is, we got a lot of content, but we got to space it, baby. You can't just give them everything at once.
Yeah. We waited this long to start the podcast. So now we've got to really juice what we have out there. So, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm good though.
Cool. All right. Well, hey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. If you like content like this, you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/thefifthtrooper. If you want to learn about other games or Legion, you can visit our website, thefifthtrooper.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Everyone, stay rad.
Sword and Board is brought to you by the Fifth Trooper Network.